The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara and this Daf brings down the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim of whether lulav tzarich eged. Does the lulav, together with the hadassim and aravis, have to be tied together? According to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the lulav, hadassim and aravis must be tied together in order to fulfill the mitzvah of arba minim. Whereas according to the Rabbanon, which is the way we paskin, the lulav, hadassim and aravis do not have to be tied together. One can fulfill the mitzvah of arba minim by just holding all of the minim in his hands, even if they're not tied together. The Gemara does say, though, that even though the Chachamim say one can fulfill the mitzvah without them tied together, nevertheless, there is a mitzvah, there is a optional mitzvah that one can fulfill if one does tie them together. And that mitzvah is the mitzvah of Zeh Keli V'Anveyu. It's the mitzvah of beautifying the mitzvahs. By that you tie the Hadassim and Aravis together with the Luliv, you are beautifying the mitzvah of Arba Minim. Simply understood, that would mean to say that by tying them, the Hadassim and Aravis with the Luliv look nicer. However, Be'ez Hashem, throughout this year, we'll see a different understanding that it's not the simple, what the Gemara means is not really so simple, that it's a simple beautifying of the mitzvah. It's not just that it looks nicer. It's actually it becomes like a different heftza. The niceness is not just in simple looks. It's in the form of doing the mitzvah, because it's a better way of performing the mitzvah, and if you do it in this better fashion, you are fulfilling this optional mitzvah. You are beautifying the mitzvah by doing a more chashuv, a better quality mitzvah. The Gemara, numerous times throughout the Masechta, brings down this machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim, and it sheds light in the understanding of the machlokes. There's a Gemara and Daf Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph that the Gemara says that according to Yehuda, if one ties something around the Hadassim Aravis and the Luliv, and then he holds his hand around that string or thing that's tying the Hadassim and Aravis to the Luliv, that will not be a Chatitza. The halacha is that when you shake the Arba Minim, you have to hold them in your hands. The mitzvah of Arba Minim is to hold the Arba Minim. By picking up the Arba Minim and holding them, one fulfills the mitzvah. We all know that we do shake them, we shake them forward, a bit to the sides, up and down, backwards, but that's an additional mitzvah. The main mitzvah one fulfills by just holding, picking up the Arba Minim and holding them. However, one must hold them in his hands. He has to hold them with his bare hands. There can't be a chatitza, there can't be something separating between his hands and the Arba Minim. So the Gemara says, according to Yehuda, that the eged is a mitzvah, that you're obligated to tie something around the luliv and hadassim and aravis. If so, that tie becomes a part of the arba minim, and therefore it will not be a chatitza. That will not be considered a separation between his hands and the arba minim. However, according to the Rabbanon, that they say that there's no obligation to tie the the hadas min arabis to the luliv. So then, even if you do tie something around, now that you do tie something around, that will be a chatita. That will be a separation between his hands and the arba minim. Now, one may wonder, if we just got you saying that even the rabbanon agree that there is a mitzvah lechatzchila to tie something around the luliv hadas min arabis. So that means, even according to the Rabbanon, this concept of tying exists. Why should there be a difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon whether this tie is a separation or not a separation, is a chatzitza or not a chatzitza, when in fact, even according to the Rabbanon, there is a mitzvah, there is a purpose in this tie that ties the hadas min arabis to the luliv. What we see from here is that it must be, and many mefarshim explain this, that although there is a mitzvah, even according to the Rabbanon to tie, there's an optional mitzvah, even according to the Rabbanon to tie the hadas min arabis to the luliv, nevertheless, that mitzvah is very different than the mitzvah of Rabbi Yehuda. It's not merely that according to Rabbi Yehuda it's an obligatory mitzvah, and according to the Chachamim it's only an optional mitzvah. Rather, the mitzvah is entirely different according to the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, this tie does not become part and parcel of the mitzvah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, being that it's obligatory, it's a part of the mitzvah. According to the Rabbanon, it's not a part of the mitzvah. It's something on the outside of the mitzvah. It's something that's an added piece to the hadas min arabis that are beautifying the mitzvah and are an addition to the mitzvah, but they will constitute a separation, a chatzitza, between his hands and the arba minim. We find this concept again on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. There, the Gemara says that according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, you can't use a different type of species to tie around the hadas maravis and the luliv. Why? So the Gemara says that since Rabbi Yehuda holds you're obligated to tie something around, so therefore it's going to be like Bal Tosif. You're adding on an extra species. You're only allowed to shake four species. The mitzvah is to shake four species. If you're going to take a fifth species, you are adding on. And adding on is an aveira of Bal Tosif. You are not allowed to change the form of any mitzvah. Adding on to a mitzvah, you can't make tefillin that will have five compartments. We're supposed to have tefillin that have only four compartments. If someone makes tefillin and wears them that have five compartments, they violate this isser of this prohibition of Bal Tosif, of not adding on to a mitzvah. You're not allowed to change the form of the way to do the mitzvah different than the way the Torah instructs us to do it. So Rashi adds a little explanation and says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there's an obligation to tie the luliv to the hadas min arabis, so therefore whatever gets tied with it becomes a part of the mitzvah. However, so it's clear from Rashi that however, according to the Rabbanon, although according to the Rabbanon there is a optional mitzvah to tie the hadas min arabis to the luliv, nevertheless, it's not, even when somebody does fulfill that mitzvah, that's not becoming a part and parcel of the arba minim. And therefore, according to the Rabbanon, one may tie a different type of material. One may use a different type of material to tie the hadas min arabis to the luliv, because that won't be considered that you're changing the form. Because the tie that you use, according to the Rabbanon, does not become part and parcel. And being that it's not becoming part and parcel, It's not considered that you're changing the form. You're not adding a fifth species. You're not shaking five species. You're shaking again four species with some added something that's on the side, some added thing on the side that just happens to be tying the Hadas Menaravis. So these two Gemaras seem to fit very well together with this Yesoid, with this concept that we're explaining, that there's a fundamental difference between the tie according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and the tie according to the opinion of the Rabbanan. That the tie according to the opinion of the Rabbanan is not part and parcel of the Arba Minim. However, there's another Gemara that seems to be problematic and contradict this concept that we're explaining. The Braisa says later on in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, that when somebody puts together a lulav, they make a bracha of Shachiyonu V'Kiyimonu. What we do nowadays is that on the first day of Sukkot, we shake the, unless it's Shabbos, we shake the Arba Minim, we make two brachas before we turn the Esrog right side up. We say, Al Netilas Lulav and Shachiyonu. And then we shake the lulav. So what we do is we make the bracha of Shachiyonu at the time of shaking the Arba Minim for the first time. However, this Braisa is saying that the time to say the bracha of Shachiyonu for the Arba Minim is when somebody makes the Arba Minim. What does it mean somebody makes, constructs the Arba Minim? We know the Arba Minim are things that grow. So we don't construct them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that constructs them. So what does it mean when somebody constructs it? What it means is when somebody binds it, when somebody ties it with this ege that we're discussing, this ege that is either according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan, that either it's obligatory or optional, when somebody ties it, that's considered constructing, and the Braisa says that that's the time to say Shehecheyon. So the problem is, why should somebody say Shehecheyonu when they tie the lulav? What are they doing? They're not making the lulav. You're not. If you make tzitzis, so perhaps you can say Shehecheyonu because you made tzitzis. Now you made this thing that's called a chepta shal mitzvah, an object of mitzvah. But if you have Arba Minim, the mitzvah is the Arba Minim. The eged is just some added feature to the Arba Minim. So you just added something on. So you didn't construct Arba Minim. So why is it that that's the time to say Shehecheyonu? So I would have said that this Braisa is perhaps going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. As we explained, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds that not only is it an obligation to tie this tie to the Arba Minim, but according to his opinion, the tie actually becomes part and parcel of the Arba Minim. And that's, as we said before, that's why according to his opinion, you can't use a different species to tie the Arba Minim, because it's going to become part and parcel. So if it becomes part and parcel, then we can understand that that's a construction of the Arba Minim. If you're adding something that's going to become part and parcel of this Arba Minim, that means you constructed part of the Arba Minim. So according to him, according to Yehuda, it is logical that one can make the bracha of Shehecheyonu when they tie the Arba Minim. So I could explain the Braisa, that the Braisa, the man de Omer, the one speaking in the Braisa, is Rabbi Yehuda. However, in the Rambam, you can't learn like that. The Rambam paskins like the Rabbanon, that it's only optional to add the Ege, to tie the Arba Minim, which is the way that at least the vast majority, that is the way we paskin, not only the Rambam, that is the way we paskin, that Luluf does not have to have a tie. But in addition, the Rambam also paskins, like the Braisa, that the time to make Shehechi Yanu and the Arba Minim is when you tie it. So if the Rambam paskins, like the Rabbanon, so why does he say that when you tie the Arba Minim, you should make Shehechi Yanu? You're not constructing anything. As we said, according to the opinion of the Rabbanon, it's just an added side feature. So then you didn't construct anything. The Arba Minim were there before you tied the knot, and they're there after the knot, and you're not making the Arba Minim. So how is it possible to make the Brach of Shehechi Yanu when you tie the knot? So what we see from here is that we must take a little bit of a different approach in explaining the Rabbanon. Although we proved earlier on in the Shir that according to the Rabbanon that you don't have to tie the Luliv with the Hadassim and Aravis, that tie is not part and parcel of the Arba Minim. However, it must be that tie creates something to the heft of the Arba Minim. That although the Luliv is a Luliv before you make the tie, although the Hadassim and Aravis are kosher, if you want to use them, they're kosher to be used. However, there's such a concept that you're making the Arba Minim into a Hefta Shal Mitzvah. Although you could use the Arba Minim the way they are untied, but when you do tie them, the tying creates these to become a Hefta Shal Mitzvah. Now they are considered an object of mitzvah even before you shook them. And therefore, by tying this tie around the Hadassim, Aravis, and Luluv, you are actually constructing something. It must be, we see from this Rambam, that even according to the Rabbanon, that the tie is not part and parcel of the Arba Minim, but nevertheless, it is some type of construction. It's a side thing, it's an outside thing that creates the Arba Minim to become an object of mitzvah. From now on, once you tie it, it's an object of mitzvah. And therefore, it's possible that the Braisa, and according to the Rambam, that's the Halacha, one should make the Shehechi Yanu when he ties the Arba Minim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.